Good afternoon, and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 5 years to try to keep you up to date on various initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of your Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, a recently retired Energy Efficiency Program Planner at the Cape Light Compact. We're located in the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. Today's program is co-hosted by Margaret Song, the Compact's Residential Program Manager. The Cape Light Compact has been delivering energy efficiency programs on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard for nearly 10 years now. It began with a single staff member and a very modest budget, and has grown to a staff of more than 10 with very aggressive budgets and ambitious energy savings goals to match. We have an objective to help our constituencies use energy efficiently and cost-effectively, and to keep money that otherwise might go to energy companies in foreign countries right here on Cape Cod, employing our workforce and preserving our environment. In the beginning, the Compact services were delivered through a single vendor, who, through the competitive bidding process, performed energy audits and installed energy efficiency upgrades, such as efficient lighting and insulation. It was basically a one-stop shop. Over the past year and a half, this model has been transformed into a lead vendor and with installation vendors, and is referred to by the Cape Light Compact as the market model. In other words, the responsibilities are now dispersed and give the consumer more choices as to who will deliver the services to their homes. I'm pleased to be joined today by Margaret Song, my co-host.
Hi, thanks for having me, John.
It's always my pleasure, Margaret. Margaret is the Residential Program Manager for the Cape Light Compact, and Margaret, thanks very much for joining me. A couple of other guests, vendors, Rise Engineering, the lead vendor. We have Steve Burke, an energy auditor at Rise.
Good morning.
Hi, Steve. How are you? And Cape Cod Insulation, who is an installation vendor. Hank Cassidy is his president. Welcome, Hank.
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. And actually, it's the sun is past the yard arm now, and it's actually 12:30. So it's actually in the afternoon. I'm going to start with you, Margaret. Please give us some background on the Compact's residential programs and how we got to where we are today.
Sure. The Cape Light Compact since 2001 has been operating the residential programs, offering a variety of services, anything from changing out a light bulb to what we're going to be really focusing on today, which is where we come in. We will offer a free home energy assessment, look at anything from any air leaks to your heating system, refrigerator, et cetera, and offer you incentives to make some wise decisions in your home.
So the Cape Light Compact is going much deeper now than we were able to do in the past.
Yeah, I mean, in 2001, we definitely did not have infrared cameras during the winter. We did not do blower doors every time. And now what we do, we have a lot more tools in our tool belt to really give you a better picture about what's happening in your home.
Okay, you've teased us with infrared cameras and blower doors. So let's talk about them. What do they do? What does an infrared camera do, Steve?
Well, an infrared camera allows you to see into the walls that you're not able to see through with your normal vision. They show you a temperature differential between the outside and the inside. They're most useful in the wintertime when you do have cold outside air temperatures affecting the outside of the house and warmer inside air temperatures. So you're essentially able to see an uninsulated wall is going to show up a darker color, much like the cold temperature outside, versus a warm area is going to show up as a very bright or a white temperature. And blower doors, we use the blower door to determine the air leakage rate in the home. Determining the air leakage rate allows us to determine how much heat is being lost through air infiltration, and it also gives us the opportunity to pinpoint locations where air is actually leaving the house so that we can seal those off and keep the heat in the home.
And that's where Hank comes in.
Yes. Yep. Our installers are trained to use the blower door, And when we first get to the house, we will do the blower door. And we'll use that throughout the process to determine which areas.
If I could just interrupt, my understanding of the blower door is that it replicates a wind against the building, right? And somewhere in the back of my mind said something about on the order of like 50-mile-an-hour wind against the building and measures the leakage. Is that accurate or is that not accurate? And we don't have to be precise, but is that the gist of it?
That's the gist of it. It's not entirely accurate, but that is the gist of it. What's happening in a house all the time is you have what's referred to as stack effect, where lower pressure air is coming into the house at lower points and is moving up through the house and exiting at higher points.
Kind of like a chimney.
Kind of like a chimney, okay. Exactly like a chimney. All right. So what we do with the blower door is we put the house in what are referred to as wintertime conditions, where all the exterior doors and windows are closed tight, and then we use this blower door, which essentially has a giant fan, and we're sucking the air back in through the house so that all the air is exiting through one hole out the front door. And our instrumentation is able to calculate how much air is actually moving through that hole, and then what we do is we compare that to the overall rate that's expected for a house of that size and see whether the blower door number is either higher or lower. If the blower door number is higher, then there's air leakage sealing to be done. If it's lower, the house is sufficiently tight.
Okay, and so if you find that there is air leakage, you seal the leakage up and you rerun the blower door to determine whether you've got the right air change in the building, the proper
Correct.
Air change in the building. Want a little bit of air change, but obviously we don't want too much.
Right.
So, Margaret, we've evolved to this, what we've referred to as the market model or residential market model. Why don't you give us a little history and bring us up to how we got to where we are today and how anybody out there that's in the contractor community that might be interested in participating and providing services to the Cape Light Compact through this market model, how would they go about doing that?
Sure. This is an effort that actually started about a year and a half ago. Essentially, what was happening across the state was that there were widely varying programs. The gas programs brought to you locally by National Grid were very different. They were completely market-based versus the Cape Light Compact. We offered sort of a one-stop shop, did the audit and the work all in one. In this statewide model, they were really looking for a model that would take best of both of those models. And so they called it the market model. Imagine that. And working with organizations like Cape Cod Insulation and RISE, as well as many other stakeholders, we worked on the Cape to come up with, I think, has been something that's been pretty successful. We have two categories. One is called Independent Installation Contractor, IIC, for those of you that want to know the acronym. And Cape Cod Insulation was our first, actually, to do that. There's another category that we are still working on, which is the Home Performance Contractor. Those are companies that can provide both the audit as well as the installation work. Now, there are varying qualifications as well as quality assurances that we would like to offer customers on that. But rest assured that if you are a customer and you don't know someone that you want to work with, then we will work with you to assign the work to someone that has the capabilities and the abilities. But if you choose to work with an organization like Cape Cod Insulation, you are more than welcome to call in and let us know that you want to work with them moving in the future.
So let's say we've got an audit done and it's determined that we do have significant leakage in the building and we want to correct that. The Cape Light Compact has very, very robust financial incentives to do that. So the Cape Light, and in effect, the Cape Light Compact becomes a customer too. So you've got a customer that owns the home. You've got Cape Light Compact, who is a customer. We go out and purchase these services and pay a significant part of the bill. So how does that work? And who, and what could I expect, for instance, if I were, if I wanted a typical, say, 2,000 square foot Cape Cod home that was built back in 1960? How is it going to work?
Well, if you've got a typical Cape style home, we're obviously going to come in and do the energy audit. Back in the 1960s, they did not have building codes established, so you're not going to find a typical amount of insulation. You know, going into a 1960s home, it could be anything, from no insulation to balsam wool to maybe they did some retrofitting and had plenty of fiberglass installed.
And one of the things, if I could just interject, one of the things the infrared camera will tell you is if the building is partially insulated, you know, if you put an addition on or something, there's insulation in one place, the infrared camera is going to tell you, well, there's insulation in this part of the building, but there isn't insulation in another part of it. So it'll tell you where the insulation perhaps was installed over time.
Right, yeah. There are so many homes where we go into where, you know, the original house was built in 1900, then they added something on in 1915, then 1930, and you get so many different parts of the building, and the infrared camera is definitely a tool that we use to determine where the insulation is and where it's not. But going back to what you can expect with the audit is, you know, we'll come in, we'll do the energy audit, and then we'll write you what's called an action plan. The action plan is our report on the home, which is sort of going to guide you to let you know what amounts of insulation you have and what amounts of insulation we're recommending that you have installed. So, you know, just take that 2,000 square foot Cape as an example. You've got knee walls, knee wall floors, attic areas in that Cape style home, and all of those places are going to need to have insulation. If you don't have any insulation in there already, we'll make the recommendation to add maybe up to 14 inches of insulation on the attic flat, add insulation on the knee wall to make sure that you're keeping the smallest possible space heated, insulate the knee wall floor. So essentially we're keeping, we're creating a proper thermal boundary in your home or an insulation layer in your home. After we've given you the action plan and gone over the action plan with you, what we'll present to you is a contract proposal for the work to be done, by an insulation
IIC.
Thank you, IIC. IIC. And if you were to sign that contract proposal, Cape Light Compact does offer, like we mentioned earlier, substantial incentives. 75% of the insulation work is paid for by Cape Light Compact, up to a cap of $2,000. And if you have a very drafty house, that air leakage ceiling is also taken care of 100% by Cape Light Compact. So it winds up being a very, very good deal for someone in a 2,000 square foot Cape that has no insulation and needs air sealing to take advantage of this. And this, you know, if you need more insulation, let's say the walls are not insulated as well, that $2,000 isn't going to stretch you to be able to insulate all the walls and add full insulation throughout the attic spaces. So we could actually split this up over a couple of years because Cape Light Compact's incentive is re-upped
year to year.
Every calendar
okay.
year.
And that's significant. So because an insulation job is a big expenditure. The fact that the Cape Light Compact is going to pay, is it 75%?
75% up to $2,000.
Okay. Up to $2,000.
And Hank, what do you see as sort of the average job out there?
I'll say it runs probably between $2,500 and $3,500 with the people getting the 100% rebate on the air sealing and then the 75% on the insulation. So it brings down the price considerably.
Okay, so if it's, let's take the $3,000 job, the Cape Light Compact would pay $2,000 of that. Is that what we're saying?
Just for the insulation, but Hank, are you including the air sealing in that?
Okay.
Yeah, I would say
So the air sealing part would be paid for 100% by
Cape
Light Compact.
Yes.
So to those of you that are out there listening and saying, you know, I know my house needs insulation, but I can't afford it, The answer is yes, you can afford it. And not only can you afford it, but it'll pay itself back very, very quickly. I had this done to my house back in 2003. I reduced my oil consumption by 200 gallons a year without sacrificing one single BTU or degree of comfort. In fact, I was a lot more comfortable when it was done. So when you look at what 200 gallons of oil costs you on today's market, darn near $800, that's a quick payback if the Cape Light Compact is paying this the lion's share of the cost of this program. And that's frankly what the Cape Light Compact is here to do. So you're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Steve Burke of Rise Engineering and Hank Cassidy of Cape Cod Insulation. Steve, what else could we expect to find in our energy audit?
We also touch on appliances, in particular refrigerators. What we do when we come into a home is we will usually meter the refrigerator, especially the primary refrigerator, to find out how much energy it's consuming. If it's over a certain kilowatt hour usage per year, then we'll recommend that you consider replacing that refrigerator, and Cape Light Compact does offer a $150 rebate to help you purchase that refrigerator. We'll also make recommendations on windows and doors, and especially your heating system. A lot of homes have heating systems, especially oil-fired heating systems, that are not very high efficiency. And some of those heating systems are 20, 30, some I've even seen 40 years old. And every year, that efficiency goes down. Even if you start at a low efficiency, it's going to go down even more. So we'll recommend that you consider replacing a heating system. Now, I realize that most people aren't sitting on a whole pile of cash to replace a heating system or windows or something like that. So the Cape Light Compact offers a zero interest loan to help you pay for the replacement of something like that, paid off over 7 years. So that winds up being a pretty good deal.
So you can amortize the cost.
Yep.
In actually what you make up in additional savings. So
right. And the heat loan, too, doesn't just cover heat,
right.
Even though it's called the heat loan.
That's another acronym.
Yeah.
Right?
An acronym that actually has no meaning anymore.
Oh,
but
really?
It's, you know, it can cover insulation. So earlier, Hank was talking about the cost and how it was pretty reasonable. But, you know, if you needed to, you can roll that into the loan as well. You can roll in windows. You can roll, if you are replacing single pane.
Yes.
That's always the key. Heating systems. I mean, we see that people really use that, and it's become a very popular tool to get people to make those changes now and see those savings now.
Sounds great. Where do I start, and how do I get a hold of you, Margaret?
The easiest place is really to call. We have a 1-800 number with some fabulous people who will answer the phone. And that 1-800 number is 1-800-797-6699.
And that's basically the number you call to get to kick this whole thing off, the audit and everything gets kicked off by that number. And I think it's worth repeating. It's 7-800-797-6699. Did I get it right?
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, I'm pretty well burned into my brain. Yeah. So that's great. Now let's move to, let's say I'm in the listening audience right now, and I'm a contractor who would like to participate in this business. How would I go about doing that? And Hank, you've got experience.
Yep. All
you've
right.
Gone, well, you've jumped through all the hoops.
We have. Well, I would say first you would contact Margaret.
Okay.
And there's a list of qualifications that you would have to do it. You have to have people on your staff that have been trained.
Okay.
IBP certification.
What's that? What's IBP stand for?
It's BPI.
BPI.
Building Performance Institute.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Institute.
There's a lot of acronyms.
Institute of Building Performance. Yeah, and we throw the acronyms around the table a lot, but we have to be aware that there's people out there that perhaps are hearing it from the very first time.
Yes.
So we're gonna.
So you got
BPI certification. Yeah,
yep. And it would help. It helps to be in the insulation business. I would assume you could learn it from scratch, but it would be. Yeah. It helps to have some experience knowing what you're doing.
So somebody that you know, could go work for an insulation contractor for a few years and get some experience under their belt and that type of thing. But I don't want to give the impression that it's really easy. You put people through some pretty rigorous qualifications, background checks, you know, there's that type of thing that's involved. There's insurances. So what all, besides the BPI certification, what else do we need?
Well, you have to do the background checks, which you were referring to, which takes a little bit of time, and you have to clear the background checks, which is the big thing. We're going into people's homes.
Sure.
You need to have experience. Your crew chief needs to be either BPI certified or trained at the boot camp.
Great. The other things that folks need are lead safe. You need to be licensed with the state. You need to have home improvement contractor. We do that for folks because there's a guarantee fund out there in case anything happens. And, you know, the liability insurances, workers' comp. You know, it's not often that anything happens in people's homes, but it does occasionally happen. And we do want to make sure that we're protecting, you know, you as ratepayers
right.
who are paying into this.
And that brings up a good point. I mean, we talk about all this money that the Cape Light Compact is putting in. In my monologue, in my introduction, I indicated that the Cape Light Compact is part of Barnstable County. We also have an agreement with Dukes County. So we're actually a government organization. We're not a business. So where's the money come from?
The money comes from you, the listeners. you know, on everyone's electric bills, you'll notice that there's a line item called energy conservation, and that line, the money is actually pretty small on a monthly basis, and it varies depending on how much you use. The more you use, the more you pay in, the less you use, the less you put in. That money gets aggregated, and it comes to the Cape Light Compact for those folks that are in Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. That money for this particular program used to be a little bit less than $1 million in 2008, which was not all that long ago. Now we are looking at programs this year in the $6 million range.
For the residential portion, too. That's
actually just for the Home Energy Assessment Program.
Okay.
So it's even larger for the whole residential program. Really what we found was that people were more focused on this, you know, where someone comes in, tells you what to do. There was a lot of popularity. Some folks might remember ages ago that there were long, long wait times. And, you know, we did see that that has started to decrease because we've started to add more resources. We brought on more contractors like Cape Cod Insulation, who also have crews, and more resources at Rise Engineering.
And the workforce is being trained along these lines, too. So Hank has more employees available to him. Steve has more employees available to them than were available in the markets before. I mean, the Cape Cod Community College has got program. There's other programs that are going on. So the workforce is being trained. So we're providing jobs on the Cape, money that would otherwise go to some oil company somewhere or some Middle East country is now staying on Cape Cod. We're providing employment, we're saving energy, we're protecting the environment.
Yeah, it's a win-win. I mean, there's nothing bad.
Life doesn't get any better than that, does it? Right. And when you look over the years, the amount of energy that has been saved and all of the benefits that have accrued to that, a dollar invested. And Margaret, you'll probably know it to the penny, but it seems to me that a dollar invested is returning something on the order of $3 or $4 in benefit.
That's correct, that we're
saving, and that money all stays in the Cape Cod economy, providing jobs and everything. So, we've talked a lot about insulation. Let's just go back and talk a little bit about the lighting and some appliances and things like that that Steve had begun to touch on. You're not going to buy me a new refrigerator, are you?
Not going to buy you a new refrigerator.
Okay.
Going to advise you that your refrigerator is inefficient and give you the rebate for the purchase of a new one.
And the rebate, what are the rebates now? They've varied over time.
Right now it's $150.
Okay. So I could, if and only if I've had an energy audit and if it's determined that my refrigerator does not meet the energy efficiency standards, then I'll be given a form that will allow me then to go to an appliance store somewhere and buy a Energy Star refrigerator, and the Cape Light Compact will kick in $150, and we will have again saved energy.
Yes, you will.
And you get a new refrigerator, which is great. What else?
Lighting. Cape Light Compact offers to exchange as many of the incandescent light bulbs in your house with the energy-efficient compact fluorescents as possible. Right now, I think we have 18 different styles of light bulb at our disposal, so there are very few lights in the house these days that we can't swap out for you, and that's totally free and done at the time of the audit.
Okay, so totally free, so I don't have to pay anything for these?
No.
That's amazing.
Well, you've already paid for them. Well, for your electric bills.
True. But these new efficient light bulbs will save on the order of 75% of the energy that otherwise went into that. And I know my background is in the commercial industrial area. I know that we often deal with air conditioning loads. The old incandescent bulbs added a tremendous amount of heat. And our businesses were most focused on the summer, and you know, then you had to run air conditioning units to get rid of the heat and that type of thing. So the new, and I say they're new, they've now been on the market for quite some time, and the technology has evolved and gotten so much better. So anybody that thinks about the old compact fluorescent bulbs of yesteryear, just forget about that. Take a look at the new ones. They're really great. Anything beyond that?
Yeah, you just brought up air conditioning.
Okay.
We do offer an incentive to have a professional come in and actually look at your air conditioning system, test your air conditioning system, make sure that it's running efficiently, and if it's not, he'll make suggestions on what you can do to improve that.
So, is there anything we've left out? Sounds like we've covered quite a bit. We've covered the infrared camera, we've covered the blower door testing, we've added insulation to our building, we've changed the lighting in our building, in our home, upgraded our refrigerator, upgraded our air conditioner. What else can we do? Anything else, Margaret?
No, I mean, I think that's it. Really, we look at the house from top to bottom. We're really looking at energy efficiency and what other upgrades you can make. And so sometimes we do see some weird things that show up or things that are not typical. And, you know, there are times where we're able to offer advice and sometimes we can't. But, you know, we are looking at the majority of homes and trying to be able to...
But even if you have an energy audit and it's determined that, you know, you're doing everything right, there's some level of comfort there, too, saying, okay, you know, I've had an expert come in, they've looked at my home, I'm doing everything right, isn't life good, but I'm going to tell my friends that they should get it done, too.
Right, and I think that's the key, is our biggest method is through word of mouth. You know, that's how most people come and find us.
And on that happy note,
you've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address in future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guests, Steve Burke of Rise Engineering and Hank Cassidy of Cape Cod Insulation, for joining us today. I want to thank Margaret Song, the Residential Program Manager at the Cape Light Compact, for co-hosting today. And finally, I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, the Station Operations Manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations, and remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource.